This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ass, God? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland's still in New York. He's on the phone.
You know this.
How was All-Star Weekend?
Oh, man, it was absolutely fabulous. First off, Friday was my wife Jackie's 50th birthday, and so we celebrated all weekend. So, Tom, now we get to get those AARP discounts as well.
That's so heartfelt. So sensitive. What a guy, huh?
She cool with it. Hey, look, my wife is a fiscal woman, so she believes take advantage of all opportunities. So congratulations to Jackie. We had a great time all weekend. Time was just crazy, but man, the weather was killing everything. Last night, it felt like it was 15 below in New York. Mm. That's how cold it was last night. Mm. But still great with all the different festivities taking place all across the city. And speaking of that, Tom, a lot of people just think that, as a matter of fact, I had a sister laugh at me last night. Hey, let's talk about young and old. Do you actually do your own Twitter stuff being an old guy? I looked at her like she was out of her damn mind asking me that question. Like somehow you can't be old and understand technology. Well, Tom, Estella Pfeiffer, 78-year-old retired educator, she actually is encouraging folks to get involved when it comes to digital media. And she put together, Tom, this amazing bus that traveled around the city trying to reach the next generation of people. She is she was honored by some of the players. You might have seen her in that Super Bowl commercial dealing with On the Road to Yes, We Code. She taught for 50 years before retiring. She joins us right now. Ms. Estella, how you doing?
I'm wonderful this morning. I'm proud to be here representing the Glade as well as West Palm Beach. I'm wonderful.
Now, let's talk about it. Here you are, you're 78 years old. Why did you all of a sudden want to put together this digital bus, if you will, with multiple workstations and travel around the low-income community to get kids connected and learning how to code?
Why did I do that? Is that what you're asking me?
Yes.
Well, listen at me. I said I'm proud to be here representing the Glades and West Palm Beach and all of those people who live in underserved communities. And when you look in the mirror, what do you see? A brilliant mind looking back at me. 'Cause I want to inspire all of our young minds to be able to keep up with the time, learn as much as they can, and get involved with technology, which is the thing of today. I'm from the underserved community, and I know how it feels to be like where we are now, like the difference between those who have and those who have not. So technology is a way to stay connected with the world and also the communities that you can relate to with and love so much.
You were in New York City for the All-Star Game. You were the guest of former NBA veteran Dale Davis, former All-Star, and you were honored for your work. How did it feel to be treated like a VIP in New York City where they recognize you for your amazing work, what you're doing with young folks when it comes to technology?
It feels wonderful to be recognized for a good cause. I was very happy to be invited. I was thrilled, and I was really treated like a king during the time when I was there. So it's a wonderful feeling.
There are a lot of people who want to do good things for our community, and a lot of people have great ideas, but sometimes their ideas are just so big they can't make it. They can't make it to reality. This is a huge idea. You have a mobile bus that has all this technology in it. How did you fund this?
Well, before I even started, I had a 5-year plan because I knew that it had to be a plan that had to work because failure was not an option. So I sat down and worked out a way to finance it, and that was through my retirement. And I knew that it was going to be a good plan, and it was my way. I couldn't think of a better way to be able to stay connected with my communities and also a better way to give back to them. So I just put together a plan that made sense.
Uh-huh. And use your own money.
And use my own money.
And you take the bus to the students?
I take my bus to the underserved neighborhood, and we can serve kids no matter where they are as a standalone unit. And when we go on in the neighborhood, we can provide any type of service, basically, through technology that anyone can provide in that building. We have our own internet, our own workstations where we can work with kids at any age or grade level, and everything is customized to their own individual.
Bless your heart.
Tom, we're going to have a link on Black America Web. She's actually raising $100,000 via crowdfunding to take this tour all across the country to end in Essence Fest in New Orleans as a part of the Yes We Code Technology Village. Mrs. Stella, you're doing a great thing there.
Like that.
Congratulations. And get folks connected.
Yes We Code. Mm-hmm. That's Yes We Code. I like that. Oh, wow. Good story, Roland.
Appreciate it.